Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 12th day of March, 2013, and I am going to cover all this news today. We have a famous lawyer joining us on the broadcast who has beaten the Food and Drug Administration trying to ban vitamins and minerals 7 times, and he's more responsible than anybody else out there with allowing food freedom, what's left of it, in this country. Jonathan W. Emord will be joining us in the third hour. Now, you know Professor Griff is in the Obama deception, one of the more famous individuals in hip-hop out there and one of the founders of Public Enemy. And I know that he's an off-and-on listener because I've heard shows where he's talked about the broadcast and he's plugged the Obama deception in some of his big concerts because I've seen it in the L.A. Times. And we're talking to one of his managers, cohorts, friends, and he reportedly he's on at noon today. But we haven't been in contact with him in a few days, and they're on tour, and there's much stuff going on. So we'll see if that happens in the second hour today. Professor Griff, 90% coming on the show. I mean, it's pretty much 100%, but I don't like saying that when you've been out of contact. And plus, I've noticed with entertainment people, whether it's Willie Nelson or whether it's people like Professor Griff or KRS-One, or even getting a few weeks ago Immortal Technique in here. He was supposed to be on the Wednesday, and then they got caught up in another city. I think it was Houston. And so he was on Thursday. He was on another day late. He wasn't on the radio. He was on the nightly news. So I've just learned about half the time with music people, it doesn't happen. but that's no big deal. We'll see what happens. I'm kind of excited about the interview because he's all about exposing the Illuminati and the rest of it and really has some interesting perspectives on it. And where the whole world's going. So regardless, we're very close to landing Professor Griff here on the broadcast. And again, it's not a celebrity hunt on the show. I want to get interesting celebrities on. And interesting people. I mean, I found out about this lawyer. I was like, you know, we talk about the lawyer that Longevity hired back in the 90s and in the 2000s. And that Ron Paul's talked about the guy. He's a big ghost, a guest on Coast to Coast AM. I said, why don't we get the lawyer who keeps beating FDA trying to ban vitamins and minerals on. It's just, to me, that's a really interesting person. You know, the head of the Small Business League that's trying to keep a few jobs in this country, that's an important person to have on. I say it's pretty much whatever I think is important. And a lot of times also what you end up recommending. You know, a lot of the guests you recommend. In fact, we should add an email that goes into the producer's inbox. I know Coast to Coast does this. I meant to do this years ago, like guest at Infowars.com, where you can just email us. Can we create that email right now? I just asked the IT guys, guest, and then assign it to all your emails, guys, all four of you. And then, because, I mean, it's a lot of great ideas, and then you can run those past me. Who listeners want to hear on the broadcast? Now, all of that said, this is another one of those days. It's like deja vu, but it's like Groundhog Day, but worse because things are more intense every day. I came in here this morning, and of course last night, and doing research, and I looked at this news. And it's so crazy, and it's so over the top, and it's so out of control, and I can see exactly what the power structure is doing. I mean, these are the type of crazy things I've got here in front of me. Massive mosquitoes, 20 times normal size, genetically modified, coming to the U.S., prisonplanet.com. Here's another one, Sky News, that's Fox of the U.K. Cinema shooting, judge approves truth serum. They're going to drug people now. Because when you're under mind control, they put you on those truth serum drugs. It puts you back under the mind control. And this guy was under government psychiatric care. I mean, there's the public mind control right there. That's just some of what's coming up. It's all insane in the membrane.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're here live. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. InfoWars Nightly News. The news websites, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. You have found it. The front lines of the InfoWar. The tip of the spear in a desperate attempt to awaken the spirit of liberty. The spirit of 1776 worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Nobody rides for free. Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. All right, where should I start here today? I tried every day. I fail every day. But we're going to try to just let me not even start with the top stories. Here's one. City billboard urges Hispanics to revolt in Austin, Texas. It shows a mass of people with black flags running across the Texas-U.S. Border saying Arriba Mi Gente, or basically uprise or rise or revolt my people. And, of course, it's paid for by taxpayer money. And they have billboards paid for by Spanish-speaking companies, white guys I've noticed that own them and run them, saying La Reconquista, or the Reconquering, or the La Invasora, the Invasion. And it's all racist. It's all whites are evil, whites are the devil, blacks are evil, blacks are the devil. That's part of it, Mayata. And I sit here, and I'm somebody who's gone out, and I don't say this to like, oh, I'm a good white person. I have guilt. I like you. Be my friend. It's all mind control. The globalists are running this. I want you to have success no matter what color you are. I want your progeny to touch the stars. I know what comes around goes around. I'm into the spirit. And we've all got one. I'm looking way past the color of your skin, but we're forced into this, and it's a forced collision to make... You see, the left isn't actually trying to create unity. They're actually trying to create division. And I'm going to be breaking this down at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to stop right there. A special report at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to get into this. Because the Ford Foundation, the big banks, they have imploded Mexico and Latin America, and they are going to now... have Hispanics, or try to force Hispanics to racially identify, with socialism and communism in a race-based political system, so that Hispanics cannot be reached with the message of liberty and freedom, and the globalists are going to merge all of our countries in the North American Union and make us all slaves. And then the government will play the part of the arbiter, of the referee over all this. So I'm going to be breaking that down at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to stop right there. And I'm going to re-air a short film I did 6 years ago that's an extra on the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that never got the attention it deserved. And it is titled Battle for the Republic. It's 16 minutes long, and so I'm going to break all this down at the bottom of the hour, and then air that 16-minute film. We're going to skip that network break at the end of the hour. I'm so out of control, folks. I don't plug my own sponsors. I refuse all this advertising money because I just will not even mention the stuff on air, even though we need the money. I skip network breaks, even though the network says, please stop doing it. I just can't help it. You understand that's thousands of dollars every time I do that, because I'm just so dedicated to covering info, and I get so wound up. I ought to just have the show go back to 4 or 5 hours. But then I get completely burnt out and then can't. It's insane. It's insane wanting to really free humanity and knowing all the globalist tricks and knowing I'm right and knowing the globalist wheels behind wheels, plans within plans, knowing their playbook. And it's so frustrating. I just want the general public to have the playbook so you can be empowered. I want you to win. When you win, I win. We grow the pie. I love winners. I love success. I love everybody's children. I love innocence and everything good. And that's a weird thing nowadays. I don't get jealous by guys that have super gorgeous wives. I just sit there and admire them. I don't get jealous of men that are incredibly handsome. I just admire them. I don't get jealous of people that are incredible artists. I admire them. I don't get jealous of people who are successful that did it themselves. I admire them. And, you know, that's a rare thing now. This is a screwed up society, man. The globalists have really taught us how to fail. I admire amazing people. I want you to be amazing. But I'm not going to sit here and watch the system brand selective. I mean, I was rereading. You know, a judge ruled in California that kids will be sent home for wearing American flags. I have the newscast coming up. The American flag is now said to be evil. Now, of course, America's run by the globalist, so the flag does represent the New World Order now because they've taken it. They've captured it. But the fact that at the same time the globalists use it to take over the world and take the blame for everything, and then they're demonizing it where you can't even wear it, because the, quote, Hispanic kids say you can't, and it's Hispanic kids mainly being sent home wearing the American flag, they're going to force Hispanics to join the socialist globalist system to break up the U.S., not to create some wonderful Mexican homeland Mexico's imploded, but to destroy all our countries. And it's so frustrating to know I'm 100% right because the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment are public about it, and to know that people are so confident in their race consciousness that it's going to drive whites into their race consciousness group. It's going to drive blacks into their race consciousness group, Hispanics, all of it. And then there won't be a unifying culture of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, private property, the family, freedom of religion, what really makes us successful. And let me tell you, I can look at all the angles. There's not a lot of good waters ahead. I hope we can make it through it. I hope people can get reality. But we are being converted through massive re-education, through the prison system and through the schools. America is a giant prison now. Biggest prison population in the world. And they segregate everybody into racial groups in the prison and then encourage the race gangs and the rest of it. And then to then feed that culture out into the public. MTV pushes it on record to break up and create division. While at the same time, when the crisis erupts, saying, give up all of your culture, white people, you're inherently bad and it's your fault all this is happening, while the social engineers are creating the entire witch's brew. I guess I'm already getting into this subject. It just blows my mind that my taxpayer money in Austin's put up billboards saying, rise up, Hispanics, rise up, my people. And we've got a link to the video of the artist saying that that's basically, if it's okay to be Mexican and it's okay to be for your people in Mexico. Mexico was just a Spanish colony. Mexico only had the United States for a few years of the Southwest. Wasn't long. The French had it too. The Russians had California. What are the Russians going to? I mean, can the Spanish come back and take over Texas? It's all baloney. And America isn't perfect, but compared to the government culture in Mexico, it's light years better. And that's why the globalists want this. And I'm already digressing. Let me just read to you the headlines as I said I would do. Okay. City billboard urges Hispanics to revolt. Can you imagine if the Austin city said, whites, rise up? Can you imagine? I ought to try, just to illustrate it, but the media would misrepresent it and say I was serious. I ought to try to go buy a billboard from Reagan Billboards. That's who this is. I bet this billboard probably cost $10,000 conservatively. Just to paint it probably cost $3,000 or $4,000. So let's say a $15,000 billboard. Because I've looked into billboards I've paid for them before. $15,000 giant billboard on I-35 in Austin. Hundreds of thousands of people a month will see it. And the great part about it is Anglos and others who don't speak Spanish will never know. See, my wife grew up in Spain for like 6 years, so she speaks fluent Spanish. She's like, man, it says we're going to conquer. We're going to take over. Gringos are the devil. She sees it everywhere. And she's like, man, this is wild. And I'm supposed to go, you know, I am the devil. Thank you for having a, you know, and again, they're going to force all Hispanics into this as a political tool of control. In fact, I guess I'll just start covering this right now. That's the problem. This is one article out of over 100 right here. Each one is just as important. Each one. Massive mosquitoes, 20 times normal size, coming to U.S. genetically modified. PrisonPlanet.com. Incredible. Here's another one. Cinema shooting. Judge approves truth serum. James Holmes could be subjected to truth serum should his lawyers enter an insanity plea at his pretrial hearing this week. This is a new level of openly, hey, we'll have some checkpoints. Hey, well, this is mind control publicly. They use truth serum type drugs to put people into highly suggestible states, like Sirhan Sirhan, it came out, was drugged up with this. And that's the police reports in L.A. The guy that shot RFK? Some of these other guys were on truth serum type drugs, and someone on mind control, you put them onto this to put them back in the trance. And this guy was on 7 drugs, as we told you he would be. It came out a few months ago, 7 drugs, the Colorado shooter reportedly. They reported other shooters, other smoke bombs, he told people in the jail he was coming off the drugs. I'm under control. I'm under mind control. They set me up. And that all came out. He had a top Air Force psych warfare chief over him. He was getting $30,000-something a year from DARPA. He was in a mind control program at the university with DARPA. So was Theodore Kaczynski, LA Times. Look that up. The Unabomber was in MKUltra. Don't believe me? Just look it up. See, and now he's obviously not cooperating, so they're going to shoot him up again and publicly hide it in plain view.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
You know, the taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. All right, let me just try to go over some more of the headlines here. They're too insane. So I told you this guy was under mind control. It all came out in the news, a piece here, a piece there. That was definitely a staged event. And just like Larry Pratt said of Gunners of America, if they'd staged Fast and Furious that killed thousands, They'd stage anything. Remember, they staged Oklahoma City, the very same crew, the same Justice Department crew. Here's Bloomberg. Nice headline for you. California seizes guns as owners lose right to bear arms. They're now saying misdemeanors. They're going to take your guns. They're now saying if you ever went to a psychologist who said you had PTSD or depression, boom, the SWAT teams come, take your guns. It's all described. And now they're going to take basically anybody with a misdemeanor's gun. All over the country, they're coming. They're coming for your guns. Colorado sheriffs, Senate Dems threatened pay freezes over gun control opposition. And they've now gone public. Because in that state, I guess it's controlled by the state what sheriffs are paid. It shouldn't be that way. Sheriffs should be more independent at the county level of what the county wants to pay them. It is a division of the state, though. And they were told, and they've now gone on record, multiple sheriffs, you will have your pay cut, and so will the deputies if you don't take the guns. I mean, that is so criminal, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, that's bribery right there. Here's another one out of AP. Enterprise, AP Enterprise, whatever that means. President Nixon wished for total handgun ban. This is run in every paper I've seen. Houston Chronicle, Dallas Morning News, Austin American Statesman right here in Austin. I looked it up. Politico ran it. They're really pushing this. That, hey, it's conservative. Nixon wanted you to turn in your handguns. Nixon was a eugenicist, New World Order globalist who opened up communist China to get all our jobs and had price controls. But because Democrats went after him, conservatives worship him. Richard Nixon out-Clinton Bill Clinton, if you really knew who he was. Now, he was actually in charge. He was a globalist, but he was running things, so they destroyed him because there's a lot of power infighting going on. But that's why we're in so much trouble, and it shows how far we've come, though. Back in the 60s and 70s, they almost got all the guns. They almost got rid of our military then as well and put it under UN then, under State Department Memorandum and Public Law 7277. So that's the type of stuff going on. Look up 7277, the manual's online, where we have no military, our police are disarmed, and UN troops are here. That's why you've always heard, oh, that's coming, but we've held it back. The old-timers, by warning people, bought us a lot of time, so they've incrementally put a lot of it in, but not all of it. So that's why you can read what the John Birch Society said in the 60s. People are like, this is crazy. Now it's all come true, basically. We held it back. They wanted this stuff by the 70s. Brzezinski's written books on that. He's one of their top statisticians. So I'm begging you to become aware of all of this. And again, a UN Department of Peace sounds great, but it means everybody else has their guns taken but them, including governments. Okay, here's another one. Share of homes with guns shows four-decade decline, a New York Times baloney piece. They have a poll where they call people up and ask if you own guns, and they say a record number say they don't. But then I have the numbers. In the last 3 years, they've seen, in fact, I meant to cover this. When you guys print gun sales triples, I saw, I think it was Reuters yesterday, gun sales have tripled the last 3 years, and they're set to more than triple again when the numbers come out for this year, but they're always a few months behind the first few months of this year. I mean, everybody knows the guns are sold out. Everybody knows, every liberal I know has gone out and woken up and bought guns. You know, it's coming out that Gabrielle Giffords' husband's buying AR-15s. They caught Mayor Bloomberg's top anti-gun guy, you know, out buying AR-15s and shooting them. I mean, it's all coming out. You constantly catch Michael Moore with guns or shooting on his property. The photos get leaked, or bodyguards with guns. And he says you should have a dog, though. They're gun obsessed. Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, they both got multiple bodyguards, up to six. They've all got concealed carries in their cities. They don't want you to have a gun. And that brings me to my next article. DHS to purchase more firearms as arm buildup intensifies, Infowars.com. Ford's ask if huge ammo buy should become national conversation. And again, the reason we know this is their chink in the armor, one of the big ones, that they got quite a few armored scales missing, and there's pink dragon belly right there, we'll just use it. They run screaming saying this doesn't exist, but now a lot of mainstream media is going, but it does exist. Why? Let's talk about it. Well, what is going on? This is 10, 12, 15 times now what you ever bought in 1 year. Well, what's the armored vehicles for? What's the... Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Don't look over here. No. Me thinks you protest too much. All right, we'll be back. That's just the tip of the iceberg on the gun news. We got big guests coming up today as well, but I'm going to break down It's amazing news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Arriba mi gente, rise up my people, with an image of the border being flooded by upraised fists and black flags. The Mexico pouring into Texas. You have the globalists that have captured this country financially for 50 years, paying for textbooks in Mexico, saying the Southwest belongs to Mexico, and Mexico, depending on which part of the Southwest it was, only had the Southwest for between 10 and 20 years, and so did five other countries, off and on. That's why there's the six flags of Texas. But it's taught Mexico is poor because the Southwest was taken. The truth is, Spain and Mexico couldn't hold the Southwest, so they invited the Anglo settlers predominantly, which were experts at taking over and killing everybody, into the area, okay, for giant Indian wars. And that's what went on. And it was pretty much toe-to-toe. It's not like it was just one group ganging up on the other. It'd be one native group coming and saying, help us kill the other native group. So it's just all humans acting the same way. Barbarism. And it organizes around race or culture. Okay? In fact, a lot of native tribes would hate the next native tribe a lot more than they hated the the round-eyed, forked-tongued whites. So the worst would rise to the top. Balkanization, and the same reason the natives couldn't unify and hold North America was the same reason that the globalists are engaging in divide and conquer today. It's called divide and conquer. It's called Balkanization. The British call it the Great Game. So if you want to actually know how the world works, instead of getting in your racial group and feeling powerful, then I'm the man for you to listen to if you want to actually be informed. Here's the article up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It went up yesterday evening. I'm going to have, it's in the tiles right now, I'm going to have Adon, Salazar, Kurt Nemo. Will you ask one of them to repost this up to the top? I want people to go see this. City paid for billboards, $15,000 roughly a piece. That's, and they've got a bunch of these. Ariba, how do you pronounce it, Chris? Because Richard Reeves was breaking it down for me. Mahente. So up my people, rise up my people. Okay, and it shows the border, Mexico, and the people rising up, coming across it with a heart. Basically, which symbolizes the heart of the people, have the heart to rise up. And then she says in the video why she did this. So the city of, and I have to put up with this everywhere I go. There's murals, there's art, and I can read a little Spanish. My wife obviously can. Members of the crew that speak Spanish bring this stuff to me, and it's just ongoing. When I was in high school in art class, they said, let's take a art trip to the University of Texas to see an art display. And it was one of the professors, and it was America's bad, white people are bad, this country's evil. And I knew some history. I was a senior in high school, and I said, well, wait a minute. I said, Mexico had a lot of tyranny against the natives as well, and there was a lot of oppression. And, Santa Anna was a dictator. I mean, Guatemala threw him off, and there were revolts against him in Mexico, and over a third of the founders of Texas were Hispanic, and that's not taught. What's your agenda here? And it was basically communism. The guy was up there preaching communism in a race-based liberation theology. So, see, I'm against aborting Hispanic babies and having forced abortion in Mexico, which is now going on. I'm against Hispanics having a, 3,000% increase over that in type 2 diabetes the last 20 years. Aspartame, wood alcohol, just hits Hispanics genetically. I mean, I don't like driving by and seeing Hispanics at every bus stop, and I've seen this before, with their legs sawed off, young ones. Some evil racist white guy, I'd like to go tell them how to not have their legs sawed off. But as long as I said La Reconquista, hell, I could blow their houses up if I wanted to, and they'd thank me for it. If I gave them a pat on the head and said, I'm evil white, that's right, you'll take over. Now let's saw your legs off. It's social engineers, the same ones that took over the black community, Margaret Sanger, saying 80 years ago, you can pull up her letters online, we cover it in my film Endgame. She says, these are black weeds. These are subhuman, but they don't trust whites. We've got to hire educated blacks, pay them off, and get control of these people so we can abort them and kill them. And they kill 52% of blacks who are never born. So actually, all the white supremacist people out there, you should love the liberals in Planned Parenthood. And I guess you do. That's why you hate me so much. But again, whenever I point this out, it's racist Hispanics just going crazy in the comments on YouTube at InfoWars. I mean, I showed in a piece some guys that will sing songs for you down on the border through the mountains. And I put a clip of that in my Big Ben thing, and I thought it was super romantic. I didn't want to leave. I wanted to just keep paying the guy $5 and have him sing. I put a clip of that in there that I just thought was beautiful singing. And they said, look at the racist showing a Mexican singing. No, you're the racist against your own people. You're the people that are idiots that have bought into this whole mind control. I want you to succeed. And I want you to get up off your mind control butts and realize that when the globalists engineer this anywhere, they play groups in Africa. They'll play one group of animists off against the other animist. Same genetics, look almost, like each other, like cousins, but they live across the river from each other, and they hate each other all day, and they'll come and beg white mercenaries, we'll give you all the diamonds, just kill all of them. It's racial division. It's gang mentality. It's putting humans in gangs. And that's the type of stuff we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. To where things are so racially heightened and there's so much tension that if I put a clip of somebody who sings from the side of the Mexico border through the Boquillas Canyon, and it sounds magic. Cameras can't pick it up. He knows it sounds beautiful. I can't show a minute of somebody singing without Mexicans saying it's racist. I'm making fun of Mexicans. You have a bad view of yourself. You think you're ugly. You think you're bad. You think you've got a score to settle. And as long as you can pull me down, you're going to succeed. That's not how this world works. Not in the 21st century, especially. This is the global technocrats against all of humanity, and that's what we're facing. You look at the prisons. They didn't naturally get like this, where we have 4+ million people in prison, more than communist China has over 300 million people. They create the Hispanic gangs, the Asian gangs, the white gangs, the black gangs, and they're run by the warden, and the gang racial leaders all report to him. And if you don't want to be in a racial gang and get all the tattoos and get bent over and submit to this, you get thrown in solitary confinement or stabbed to death. And again, they let the criminals run fraud out of the prisons so they can then buy drugs from the jail guards. I mean, this is all on record. And this is converting our culture with MTV and all of it to the tough guy. You're not tough unless you're a criminal. You're not tough unless you know, when you become a criminal, it's designed to lose your rights. It's designed to make you a slave. Reject the criminal gangbanger culture. Reject the white supremacist gangbanger culture, the Hispanic gangbanger culture, the black gangbanger culture, the Asian gangbanger culture. Reject it all. But notice what the globalists attack. They attack people fleeing to the countryside, black, white, Hispanic, I live in the countryside, trying to have gardens, trying to raise their kids right. They just want to raise their kids right. You know, black homeschoolers live out in the countryside near where I do. They just want to have some horses and chickens, and they know what's going on, and they're listeners, because I've talked to them, ran into them at the store. Hey, we're listeners, blah, blah, blah. And then I learned where they live. They run people like that. They're just like me. They care about their kids. They want a future. But they say, oh, the racist whites are fleeing to the countryside. Well, my gosh, if you don't like being stalked and having racial epithets yelled at you at the gas station when you go into a minority neighborhood, or you don't like being physically attacked or mugged, see, you're a racist. If you're white, you should take your kids out and have the racial gangs kill them to prove you know you're bad. You should say, I love the city of Austin paying $15,000 for each billboard that says, arise, my people, showing an army flooding over into Texas. And then show the young woman being paid to do this, saying, yes, I want us to be proud of our people, of Mexico. And I'm from Laredo. Well, why don't you move to Nuevo Laredo, where thousands die every year and there's rocket attacks on newspapers? Because you won't have to, though, because we're going to be a narco-terror state just like Mexico, and that's the globalist plan. You'll never hear La Raza, which means the race. You know, imagine if I started a group called The Race. We're starting a group called The Race for White People. I mean, I have the articles here. In fact, I have a newscast right here. California students sent home for wearing U.S. flags on Cinco de Mayo. Remember that, AP? Judge backed school that sent home students wearing American flag shirts on Cinco de Mayo. And by the way, they were Hispanic. And it turned out, most of the kids were Hispanic. They sent, like, what is it, 9 kids home one day? And it turned out they didn't even wear them on purpose. The American flag's on tons of apparel. It turned out it was, I think one of them was an American Apparel shirt. I mean, I got stuff with American flags on it because I know what the real good parts of America stand for. That flag's mine. I'm not giving it to the globalists. Look, there's an American flag was just behind me. And so this is what it's gotten to. We're all over the country. They pull down American flags and stomp on them at postal service, post offices. And it's crazed. It's crazed racial garbage, and then no one's supposed to talk about it as they run TV ads. We've shown these on by the way, white-owned, you know, big Spanish cable systems and stuff in the U.S. You can look these up. In fact, I'm going to have Watson, one of the guys, wrote a whole article on it, going over the fact that if you look at it, they have these big billboards saying L.A., USA, cross out USA, Mexico. Remember that a few years ago? Or big billboards that say La Infusora, or the Invasion, or La Reconquista, the Reconquering. And this is what I was taught at Anderson High School. by actually my social studies teacher and then by the art teacher, who, by the way, were white. And they were there as technocrats, knowing full well what they were doing. You see, that's the thing. They know. They want. Do you think they want Hispanics, who, by the way, it's done deal. For all the white supremacists out there, Hispanics are the future. Over half the kids in America are now Hispanic. In America. But you know what? The New World Order can't have them going, I want guns. I want private property. I want to raise my family. I don't want to have forced inoculations. I don't want forced abortion. You're going to have dirty leg, dirty tochi, sandal, fake hippie, beatnik garbage shoved down your throat, just like Latin America has, as communism is the only way. You got global corporate monopolies that love communism at the grassroots, and that's what you're going to be forced to have, and that's your future, and that's what you get. And, folks, I've sat there at demonstrations in Austin where there are guys that look just like Che Guevara. You know, I mean, they're into it with the hat, the beard, the whole deal. And we shot video of this. We've shown it, and they're wearing shirts. Remember a few years ago that said Plan to San Diego, which was a plan to kill all whites over the age of 16. Look up the Plan of San Diego. UT endorses it on their website. And I go over and I go, you don't care about the abortion of Hispanics. No, I don't. We're going to get you. You don't care about all the GMO, the tyranny. No, we don't. We're going to get you. We know you're racist because you're white. And it's just all part of this imaginary, dressed up like soldiers. We're going to get you. But then at the same time, people say, well, then why would you have something like a Mortal Technique on? Well, he says that he understands communism as a system, but doesn't think it's good and is part of the control mechanism. And he says he wants to empower everybody and that he gets a lot of what I'm saying. So I'm trying to reach out to people. But the larger issue is that at another level, when whites are attacked and whites are told they're scum, or white kids are beat up at school and then told by the school that's the way it is, they run. Not out of even racism. And so what's happened is they use the leftist movement to make whites all guilty for social engineering, not for general equality and empowerment. Then whites have figured that out. And so instead of realizing the larger game plan, they are running in droves and becoming super militant and can't even call it racist. They're just tribal. They're like, well, I want other people to do good. Overall and average are sophisticated enough from education and things to get it, but it doesn't matter. I'm still not wanting. And so whites get that. And again, that's meant to have them be scared as a main gang with the government, who will be the referee in all of this. You see, the government doesn't want the people together under Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, which has never even been fully realized, but produced more wealth than anything that Earth's ever seen. They don't want that. They don't want that. They want liberation theologies. You know, I said that to Immortal Technique. I said, well, a lot of this is liberation theology you're putting out. That was put out by the globalists. He goes, well, regardless, it still has some good points. Well, anything seductive does. But do the globalists want to help Mexico? Do the globalists want to help Latin America? The answer is no. Do the globalists want our guns to take care of the kids? No, they want them to enslave us. Has Mexico taken all the guns and has the highest crime rate in the world? Yes. Are the globalists funding forced abortions in Mexico? Are they funding forced sterilizations in Mexico? And you could say, well, there are too many people. Okay, so I don't want Mexicans dead. I mean, I want you to have kids with light in their eyes who love liberty. Because then they're a human being that's a soldier for freedom in the future. But you know what? It is an absolute. Even if I have goodwill, even if I have a good heart, I still know that this message will not get through to most whites, most blacks, most Hispanics, most Asians, you name it. It just feels too good to just say whites are the devil, and then whites will say you're all the devil, and then the government can play the part of referee. It just feels too good to be losers. It feels too good to be chumps. It feels too good to believe in Obama 4 years ago and have him come in and, oh, he's going to give me free health care, and he doubles the health care cost and lets insurance companies cut the type of care you get. I won't have time to play the entire fall of the Republic, the extras from Endgame, Battle for the Republic, unless Professor Griff doesn't show up in the next hour, which, again, entertainers are famous. He is set. So he's coming on, so that needs to happen. Okay, so we'll have to play Battle for the Republic another day. I want to challenge people online to go watch it. It's been up there 6 years on YouTube, so it's not high res. We're going to re-air it tonight in high res on the nightly news, and I'm going to shoot an intro to that. It's just, this is an absolute paramount issue for you to understand. And I'm going to go ahead and do this network break because I've got to stop skipping. And when I come back, I'm going to play a newscast where they said the kids are sent home for American flags. See, you're sent home for pointing your finger. Now if a pastry that isn't even a gun looks like it could be the shape of a gun, you get kicked out of school. It's mind control. Can't have an American flag, can't have a pastry, can't have a plastic knife to spread your jam at school. Your parents can't pack your lunch. But you know what? The city will pay for a billboard saying, rise up Hispanics, rise up Mexicans. In Austin, with my money and your money, can you imagine, again, Hispanics are driving around who can Spanish and they read that. Imagine if Hispanics who fought for this country, who know America isn't perfect but better than what Mexico's become, are like, I want to be an American. I run to Hispanics on the street every day to say, hey, I want to be an American. I am an American. See, they're stealing your birthright. Mexicans are as Texian as it gets. Most Mexicans don't feel like they belong to Texas. Embrace it. It's yours. Don't let anybody take it from you. That's my point.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and BF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
All right, Professor Griff just called us about 10 minutes ago. He's going to be calling back in, so he'll be with us in the next hour. So that's exciting. Looking forward to this interview. Founder of Public Enemy, one of the main icons of hip-hop out there. And we'll get his take on where he sees the world going and the whole Illuminati situation in hip-hop and a lot more. This is going to be a powerful interview. I'm going to try to shut up and let him roll with his answers. You know, on the subject of what's happening, the globalists are scared to death of Latin America full of really smart, hardworking people ever getting a 1776, ever figuring out private property, not having El Jefes, you know, strong men over them. That's what everybody fled from Europe. And then, of course, they just rebuilt the tyranny they lived under here. But still, there was that kernel of the Enlightenment and the Renaissance and freedom. And when I see the big global corporations and the big white-owned, it's very interesting, you know, Anglo-owned, Jewish-owned, you name it, major media, this is different owners, but we've done whole reports on it, pushing, hey, L.A. is Mexico. Hey, Texas is Mexico. Hey, revolt. Hey, get white people. Race sells at a primitive level for everybody, and it makes sense. And everybody's been wrong one way or the other. And so then you start blaming whole groups, and they say, hey, support Democratic Party. Support socialism. Support gun control. You know, show Whitey. Take his guns. That's going to be your guns that are taken. The globalists, everything they do is anti-human. I'll assure you, if you're a, quote, minority, which is really the majority now in this country, the globalists do not have your best interest at heart. And they don't have my best interest at heart. And white people do not get a memo saying don't drink hydrofluorosilicic acid. They don't get a memo saying don't eat GMO soy. They don't get a memo saying don't put your kids in public school. They don't get a memo. They get a memo saying you're evil because you're white. If you marry a white person, it's because you're racist. And blah, blah, blah. And again, they forced a gangster culture onto everybody. Whatever you see done in the black community is a beta test. On record, they test everything in the black community. They don't just inject black people with syphilis, folks. They've been caught injecting everybody. That doesn't lessen what happened to blacks. They've gotten the really bad end of the stick because they were a group seen as inferior and, oh, it's okay. The globalists could get away with more of that. Everybody's being hit by this. We're in this together, and I really want to beat the globalist. I really do. And you know, I'll be honest with you, it wouldn't be such an issue if 30 million illegal aliens were here if they weren't on welfare, a lot of them, and if they were constitutionalist and would support the Second Amendment and support property rights. The problem is I see the polls. They vote over 90%. You see all the illegal voting going on, but even once they're citizens, to take guns for socialism. I mean, my God, they had a whole bunch of the Hispanic Congress people endorse Hugo Chavez when he died, and Che Guevara, and socialism, and total gun bans. I mean, whoa. Whoa. I mean, go talk to conservative Cuban Americans. How about all the communists from Cuba that are pro-commie come to Florida? They'll turn into a communist state overnight. I mean, this is a serious issue. They attach communism and socialism, it's a globalist control tool, onto racial liberation theology agendas. I want us all liberated. I want everybody empowered. I genuinely know you reap what you sow. Man, if I even think about doing something bad to somebody, it isn't social conditioning. It's my gut. It's my spirit. It's my programming from the Almighty that I shrink away from it. Even if I have the thought that's not even, you know, my own thought of my heart, but just a thought my brain is looking at different angles, I go, oh, and actually shake inside. That's what God fear is. I don't fear man. I don't. I mean, they could kill my wife, my kids, kill me. I'm not happy about that, but if that's what happens, that's God's will. Because I don't have fear of man. I have God fear. I have, but it's not like even conscious. It's overwhelming. I don't want you to kill your kids. And I talk to all these minority groups. They're like, oh, abortion's great. We got to do it. I'm like, that's killing your people. They're like, shut up, Whitey. I'm like, I don't want you to kill yourself. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's just so insane what this has turned into.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.